Good morning. Come on, you're more awake than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Today's scripture reading is from Joshua 24, verses 1 through 3, and then we skip a few. Thank goodness, because they're long. Verses 14 through 25. It can be found on your page 185 in your pew Bible. And we start. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel in Shechem. He summoned the elders of Israel, its leaders, judges, and officers. They presented themselves before God. Then Joshua said to the entire people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates. They served other gods. Among them was Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor. I took Abraham, your ancestor, from the other side of the Euphrates. I led him around to the whole land of Canaan. I added to his descendants and gave him Isaac. So now, revere the Lord. Serve him honestly and faithfully. Put aside the gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord. Then choose today whom you will serve. Choose the gods whom your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But my family and I will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "God forbid that we ever leave the Lord to serve other gods. The Lord is our God. He is the one who brought us and our ancestors from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. He has done these mighty signs in our sight. He has protected us as the whole way we've gone and in all the nations through which we've passed. The Lord has driven out all the nations before us, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." And Joshua said to the people, "You can't serve the Lord because he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He won't forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you leave the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn around and do you harm and finish you off in spite of having done you good in the past." Then the people said to Joshua, "No, the Lord is the one we will serve." So Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." They said, "We are witnesses." So now put aside the foreign gods that are among you. Focus your hearts on the Lord, the God of Israel. The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and will obey him." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people and established just rule for them at Shechem. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Bob. And so I think this scripture passage, this reading from Joshua, which is really a renewal of a covenant, really speaks to my heart in a lot of different ways. Because every morning when I get up and I go get my cup of coffee and let the dog out and all that good stuff, I'm greeted with this verse in the hallway. On the right in the parsonage at the front door as you walk in is this scripture that's on the wall with black writing. And it's paraphrased, but it's Joshua 24, verse 15. And it says on the wall, it says, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will follow and serve the Lord." So I think those words are significant for a lot of reasons. And I think the main reason is that this passage, Joshua 24, 15, which says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," that this has to be a daily decision. It has to be a daily decision that we choose to follow Jesus. Because I don't know how much time you spent reading the Old Testament, but the truth of the matter is that the people of Israel strayed an awful lot. They are people who made a great deal of mistakes. They are people who fell away in a lot of ways. And I think most especially the people of Israel fell away when they were complacent, when they were comfortable, when everything was convenient and going perfectly well. And they also strayed often when their leaders were going astray too. That quite often when the leaders would worship other gods and commit sins of adultery and idolatry, the people would also stray as well. And I think that if we are honest with ourselves, we can realize that it is awfully easy for us as frail, broken human beings to stray. And it makes me think about that hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing," most especially the third stanza, which says this. It says, "O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." And so I think it speaks to the human condition, that we really are prone to wander, that we really are prone to leave the God that we love, especially when we are comfortable, when we are complacent, when life is going well and things are convenient. And so it made me realize something for myself. You know, just recently was Halloween, and Lily went all around Bridgeville trick-or-treating, and we have a great big bowl of candy in our house. And confession is good for the soul. And so I have to say that I've probably eaten more of Lily's Halloween candy than Lily has. And I've come to realize that raiding the candy bucket has become a daily habit. Just about every day, oh, what goody, oh, Reese's Cups, oh my goodness. Lily doesn't like Reese's Cups. She does, I'm just kidding. But all of that to say that I've come to realize that checking that out on a daily basis made me realize that that straying became a habit. I'd eat dinner and then be like, oh my goodness, I need something sweet after dinner. You can't eat all that salty stuff or something and eat something. You got to eat something sweet after that, right? After dinner. So it becomes a habit, right? It becomes a habit. Yep. And so I think that if we're honest with ourselves, straying can become a habit, can't it? That we don't pray as we should. That we don't study God's word as we should. That we don't worship faithfully as we should. All of these things happen, I think, most especially when we're complacent, when we're comfortable, when life is going well, when things are convenient. But I think the truth of the matter is that we need to realize that difficult times come, that the storms of life will assail us. It's not a question of if, but it's a question of when. And I think that it's in those times that we seem to go to God in mass, right? It is in those times that we pray more than ever, that we're connected to God more than ever. But the truth is that we need to be connected to God in both good times and bad. That our faithfulness, our steadfastness to God needs to be a habit. A habit just as easily done as going and getting candy from the candy jar. It needs to be a daily habit to choose to follow Jesus, because we are prone to wander. We are prone to stray. So we must make a conscious choice as a church family together that we will choose and follow Jesus. And so Joshua knew this all too well. Joshua knew that the people of Israel wandered. Like, being the leader of Israel is a lot like trying to herd cats. It wasn't an easy task. And so Joshua knew that it was covenant renewal time, that he needed to gather all the people together. And so verse 1 says, "Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders and the leaders and the judges and the officials of Israel." He's got the who's who, that anybody who was anybody was there for this very important covenant renewal. And so Joshua tells them in verses 2 and 3 what God has done. It says, "Long ago your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him through Canaan and gave him many descendants." And so Joshua is reminding the people of Israel of all the things God has done for them. And verses 3 through 14, which were omitted in this lectionary reading, are important because they share everything chronologically that God had done for Israel up until that point. All of 3 through 14 does just that. And so Joshua, sharing all of this with the people, reminds them, now it's time to put up or shut up. And so he says this, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worship beyond the Euphrates River in Egypt and then serve the Lord." And so they had to put away their other gods. And we have other gods sometimes too. Whether it be money, success, complacency, comfort, laziness, fear, maybe even our own selves, they can be worshipped by us too. And so in verse 15, Joshua lays down the law. He says this, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors serve beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." You see, there had to be a choice, because saying yes is meaningless if you can't say no. And so they had to be able to make a choice. They had to choose that day whether or not they would follow Jesus, whether or not they would follow God as their Lord and Savior, whether they would follow the law, whether they would follow the covenant God had made with them long ago. And so the people said this. They said, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord and serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." And so they're saying yes, but Joshua's not really buying it yet, because he knows that adage that says the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And so he looked at everything the people of Israel had done, all the ways that they had strayed, and he's like, "Are you sure about this? Are you really going to affirm this?" He says, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God, and he is a jealous God." But the people of Israel once again said, "No, we will serve the Lord." And Joshua says, "You are witnesses that you are saying right now that you will serve the Lord." And they said, "Yes, we will serve the Lord." And so three times, the people of Israel affirmed that they would not deny their God, and they would serve the Lord and God of Israel. They made a promise that they would not stray, that they would remain faithful. And so Joshua says, now it's time. He says, "Throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem, he reaffirmed for them their decrees and laws. And the people chose, and they followed the Lord. And so I think about that covenant that the people of Israel made, that they chose to follow the Lord. They chose to be faithful. And granted, there were times after that that they strayed. There's no denying it. But when we stray, we need to renew the covenant. We need to remember that we need to say once again, even though we have strayed, that we will this day choose to follow the Lord. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the day after that. Because I think about all that's happening in our world right now. I think about the mass shooting that happened a little over a month ago in Las Vegas. And now I think about the horrific mass shooting that happened just last week in church, of all places. And it made me realize that the world needs the church now more than ever, doesn't it? It needs us to stand up and to say that, yes, we will follow Jesus together. We need to shine the light in this world, don't we? We need to shine the light for the world to see. We need to choose forgiveness. We need to choose love. We need to choose reconciliation. We need to choose to let the doors of the church be open wide so people can worship, so people can pray, so people can know that this is a place that will be a beacon of the gospel of Jesus Christ for years and years and years to come. That we need to be the church for Bridgeville, for our nation, and for our world, because it's easy to run away in fear. It's easy to let terror and evil win the day. It's easy to turn people away, but the world needs us now more than ever. We have to shine the light together, church, for the whole world to see, don't we? The world needs us. The world needs our witness. The world needs our love. That together that we will choose to follow Jesus. We will choose, despite our brokenness, despite our mistakes, despite the wrongs that we have made, we will choose to change our hearts and to follow Jesus, to renew the covenant. And so my hope that it is not just etched on your wall like it is in our house, but that it's etched on your heart. That as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.